Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Sam Crowley, great to have you back in the Everyday Saturday community, the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Hey, why didn't anybody tell me about this amazing documentary on Netflix, Don't Stop Believing? Why did nobody who listens to this show in over 100 countries tell me about the Arnel Pineda story? Wow, I saw this on Netflix a few days ago. I just happened to be finding it. I search documentaries I like to watch on Netflix. Anything from inspirational, last one I watched, coincidentally, I Am Not Your Guru from Tony Robbins, which I highly recommend you watch. And I like true crime, things like that, whodunits. But anyway, I'm searching, I see Don't Stop Believing. Well, we all know that's Journey's amazing song, you know, it was it the 80s where they were just crushing it? And I, truth be told, I mean, I know a lot of Journey songs because I've been to a lot of bars, but I'm not a Journey aficionado, but hey, even I know all their songs. And so I see this on Netflix, and it's titled Don't Stop Believing, and I don't forget the name of it, but it's about, like, the subtitle of it, but it's about how Journey found their lead singer on YouTube. And if you knew this story and you didn't tell me about it, shame on you. I'm going to tell you about it in the next few minutes because it is amazing. Amazing. Hey, before we go any further, my name's Sam Crowley. If you are just now listening to this podcast for the first time, great to have you. I would tell you, you probably need to go back and listen to about 1,000 shows before you get it. It's a show that about the everyman, myself, who gave the boss the middle finger back on May 6, 2005, on a journey to make every day Saturday spiritually, emotionally, physically, business-wise, all over the place. Want to share with you, kind of like a crash test dummy, just out there mixing it up a little bit, reporting back to you what life is like. And yeah, the good news is, haven't cashed a paycheck from the man in 10 years. God willing, I'm a father of four here living in Cincinnati, Ohio. Kind of just enjoying life, you know? And this is what I do. So, with that being said, this episode right here is probably a perfect case study of what the Everyday Saturday podcast is all about. Living life on your terms, doing what you want, when you want, with who you want. Arnel Pineda. This dude, let me even rewind it even further back. Neil Sean, rock star guitarist for Journey. They were in need of a lead singer for the band. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I always thought Steve Perry was just always the lead singer of Journey. I have no idea. Like I said, I don't keep tabs on 80s rock bands all the time. But I just assume Steve Perry has always been the lead singer of Journey. I had no idea that it was anybody different. So there was a guy in between there. I forget his name. Oh, God. Steve Augier, something like that. And I come to find out, because I've been like fixated on Journey now for the last 2 days. And what is going on with Journey? And they were just here in Cincinnati a couple weeks ago. I should have went to see them. And so Neil Sean, the original band member of Journey, goes searching YouTube. Okay, YouTube. Now, you know how I'm always telling you, get your content out there. Just put it out there. You never know. You're one connection away from exploding your brand. And so Neil Sean's, it's like midnight, and he types into YouTube, Journey cover bands, Journey lead singer, something to that effect. And up comes, you know, a bunch of videos, obviously people that are covering hits for Journey. And then Arnel Pineda, this guy in the Philippines, in Manila, of all places, has a bunch of videos out there. He was kind of a little bit of a local cult phenomenon, you know, singing his Journey songs. And Journey happens to be his favorite band. And Neil Sean watches the video. He's like, oh, my God, look at this guy. He sounds like Steve Perry. I mean, he sounds like he could sing in our band. But still, it's YouTube. You don't know. But he sounded amazing. So Neil Sean sends Arnel Pineda, this guy in the Philippines, local Filipino, sends him a message through YouTube. Okay, like a message you would get if you have a YouTube channel. Hi, my name's Neil Sean. I'm with the original rock band Journey here in the United States. We want to fly you to San Francisco and have you audition to be the lead singer of Journey. Watch your stuff. I can't stop watching it. It's awesome. And first Pineda thought it was just a joke. Like, yeah, okay. Like first of all, the lead guitarist, the original band member of Journey, is on YouTube watching videos searching for his next lead singer. I mean, that sounds so stupid. Come on, that doesn't even happen in real life. Well, this was real life, and yes, it did happen. So Pineda figured out that, this is a real message from Neil Sean, and he replies back. Long story. I mean, you got to watch the documentary on Netflix. It's about an hour and 45 minutes. I'm just captivated. I love these kind of stories. Like, this is what gets me jacked up. Most people are watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians or Real Housewives of Atlanta or Trump and Hillary and all this crazy stuff in politics. I'm watching inspirational stories because I believe in miracles. And you need to believe in miracles too, because they happen every single day. But we're so damn preoccupied with all the negative stuff that's going on and all the stuff that doesn't matter. We don't even see miracles happening. Who knew? I didn't know that Journey was touring again. I mean, I saw them in Cincinnati. That I didn't see them. I saw they were coming to Cincinnati a couple weeks ago. I didn't go see them, but I didn't know that it wasn't Steve Perry. I had no idea. Wow. I'm jacked up. So Pineda flies to San Francisco. Auditions, and look, the first day that he auditioned, wasn't that good. He didn't sleep well. He had jet lag. His voice was off a little bit. They're like, we got him for a week. Let's bring him back every day and see what we can do. They didn't just give up. Like, oh, flew the guy here from the Philippines. Doesn't work. Peace out. See you later. Take care. Now, they bring him back the next day. Sounded a little better. The next day sounded a lot better. And then he crushes it. After he's been there a week, just sounds, seriously, you close your eyes and listen, you can't even tell it's not, you can't tell that it really is not Steve Perry, the original lead singer of Journey. And so then they go on tour, and that's where the documentary picks up their 2008 tour around really the world and selling out stadiums, 21,000 people. And this guy's going nuts, and he's the lead singer of Journey. It's the craziest thing. I had no idea. All because, now listen to me, all because of a YouTube video. That's it. Because what did he have? I want to talk a lot this week about having courage. Because some of you lack courage, and I'm not even saying that to, that's not even a shot at you. I do as well in certain aspects of my life. I used to lack courage a lot. But boy, that's not a shot. Courage is like a muscle. You know, you work it, it grows. Pretty soon, you're very courageous and very simple. It takes a lot of courage to put your videos out on YouTube. My 15-year-old is struggling with that because she's really into makeup and fashion and things like that, and she puts videos out there. And what do you think 15-year-old peers and high school peers are going to do when they see videos? I mean, hell, even older people. Oh, I saw your video on YouTube. You know, hey, if you can withstand that type of stuff, that type of crap coming at you, big things are going to happen for you. And this story, just check it out. Even if you don't want to watch the documentary, because it is kind of long, it's an hour and 45 minutes, just Google Arnel, A-R-N-E-L, Pineda, P-I-N-E-D-A, and lead singer of Journey. Just Google his story. Also, just check out YouTube, the audition, the demo video that was uploaded there. It was just an amazing story. I've been wanting to share that with you for the past couple days here. Go for your dream, man. Put yourself out there. You never know. You are one connection away from exploding your brand. Sam Crowley. I'll be back right away with another podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.